This is Sunday Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. It's time to grab a cone, fill it with that ice cream that Margaret Thatcher invented, stick a bit of chocolate in it. It's episode 99 of Sunday Supplement. The ice cream man is coming.
But Margaret Thatcher didn't invent the ice cream. She just invented the chemicals which keep the ice cream from forming into hard, rocky substances like her heart.
Yeah, she was trying to actually cure her own cold heart, wasn't she? And she invented a way of making ice cream fluffy.
Are ice creams called 99s in America?
I don't know. You mean an ice cream with a flake in it?
Yes, like a Mr. Whippy doing a poo, you know, with a big shard of poo.
A shard of poo?
That's what it looks like. It looks like those little, you know, like flakes, which are chocolate, look like something that's fallen out of an aircraft.
You do know that never actually happens, don't you?
It does happen.
No.
You have big blue ice things raining down. That's why if you go into an airport and you get on a plane, you're not allowed to have a poo while the plane's in the airport or on the runway. It's a bit like when a train pulls in a station, you're not allowed to have a poo because the toilet's just empty straight out into the air. And that is how little birds die.
No. None it's of true. What you've just said is true, except the bit about Margaret Thatcher.
Right, okay. What happened to Donald Duck?
What do you mean, what happened to Donald Duck?
One day he was around everywhere, right? Then he just disappeared. I don't think there's been a Donald Duck cartoon in years, right? And the reason is he died, and because the way he died was so ridiculous, because he was struck through the head by somebody's frozen poo from an aircraft, nobody wants to talk about it. Obviously, Daffy and Huey, Dewey and Louie, as well as Scrooge McDuck, were all killed when that plane tried to take off from New York and had to land in the Hudson.
No!
They did bird strike.
No, the fundamental problem with your conspiracy theory is that
what?
Donald Duck is an animated cartoon character and doesn't actually exist in real life.
See, that's what they want you to believe, Simon.
And if he did exist in real life, he'd be paper thin. So it'd be almost impossible to hit him with a frozen poo from a jumbo jet.
I'm sorry, Simon, but if you think about what gets covered with poo most, paper.
That's a flawed argument.
It's not a flawed argument. It's an excellent argument. Anyway, I don't want to argue with you, Simon. The sun is shining. We're all happy. We're all hot. It's nice again. It was the hottest day of the year yesterday.
Yes, it was. More importantly, what newspaper did you buy?
I bought the Independent.
Oh, I was going to buy that. And I looked at it and I thought, we haven't done that for ages.
Well, there we go. Well, I did buy it. And I bought it because it's a cycling special. And also they had a middle page, which is little boxes that you can make. And they're of all the England football players.
Well, that's useful.
Exactly. So I thought that'd be fun.
I got the News of the World.
Why? Why, when you were thinking about buying the Independent, did you go for the News of the World? What? You're just born to lose, Simon. This is, what was special about the News of the World?
It had a frozen poo skewered through it.
And you love your frozen poos, don't you? Almost as much as your feasts and calippos.
Let's cut things out and keep them then. I've got loads in the News of the World this week, I'll let you go first.
Yeah. Well, I've got a cycling special, which was a bit sort of like, a whole A to Z of the Tour de France. That's not going to be very good. But right on the cover of the new review is a picture of Alexis Sales' massive head and beard, wearing a cycling helmet and clutching his face with gloves. And so he's doing a little article about cycling, because he's a cyclist. Which is weird, because he also writes for Top Gear magazine. I worked for a bit at Top Gear magazine when I was but a child. And when you went in there, it was brilliant, because you had to walk through all the bits where they do like the Radio Times and things like that. And when you walk through the Radio Times, it's just like one man in a bow tie with his feet on a desk, twiddling his paper, going, what's the word I'm looking for? Louche. That's the word. It's brilliant. And I really enjoyed my time there. But any car journalist, which Alexis Sale is now, hardly ever writes about cars. And I'm glad to say he doesn't really write much about bikes either in his article here.
Well, what can you write about a bike? Like, they have whole magazines about them, don't they? Like, why? It's just a bike. It's got wheels. It goes forward if you pedal. That's the end of it.
It's the same with car magazines. Anthony French Constant and James May, when they were working at Car Magazine, used to have a thing where they refused to write about cars in their columns. And they'd have competitions to see how far down they could get without even mentioning a car or anything to do with a car at all. And Alexi Sale here, talking a bit about bikes and how he's always rode, because he used to ride home after the Comedy Store when the Comedy Store wasn't in the strip club, it was in the other place. So we're talking like proper 80s, man. Yeah, he had a bike in the 80s. It's like the only one.
I had a bike in the 80s. It was a BMX.
Wow.
Actually, that may not actually be strictly true.
Was it the 90s?
I don't know. Don't ask me questions that involve maths.
So he got paranoid because he had two or three nice bikes and he was a bit paranoid that he was going to get one of them nicked. So what he did was he decided to buy a Peugeot to basically drive when it was raining.
Sorry, hang on. So he bought a car?
Yes. He says it was a ghastly shade of green and solely for going out at night. Actually, I've completely misread this because a Peugeot is a type of bike. Anyway, the point of the story being that he sold this to Adrian Edmondson for £40, which was a lot more than it was worth. And after the hypnotism wore off, he attempted to get the Peugeot stolen and left it unlocked outside his house. But so repellent was the colour that it remained untouched for weeks. And I think in the end, he might have thrown it into a canal.
So essentially, you're telling me a story about Alexi Sale ripping off Adrian Edmondson.
Yes.
With a crap bike.
Yes.
Wow.
It's really fun. And the whole article's full of little stories like that.
It's much better than anything in my magazine, I will be honest. Yes. But there are a lot of things I would like to cut out and keep from my magazine.
For example?
There's that. That's good, that bit. I like that bit.
What's that bit about?
Stuff.
Right.
I don't know. Here we go. Milk, lemonade.
Round the back, chocolate's made.
Yeah.
Exactly what I was telling you about the flake, isn't it, Simon?
Richard Dawkins has found God.
What?
And he thinks that the Large Hadron Collider will actually physically find evidence of God.
What? No, seriously, what?
I may have made that up.
Oh, for God's sake.
There's lots of good articles in this magazine. Really good ones. All of them are really good.
Okay, Simon, shall I just say that I won and we can move on?
You could do, or I could tell you about lessons in love, celeb style. Even the world's most handsome man can let himself go, ending up with a giant beard and Swampy's wardrobe. Don't let him get too comfortable. Can you tell me who that's about?
Brian Blessed.
No. Possibly the most opposite person to Brian Blessed.
The opposite person to Brian
Blessed? Actually, no, the most opposite person to Brian Blessed would be Calista Flockhart.
Yes.
This is Brad Pitt.
All right.
He's got a beard.
That's the story. That's your news, is it? Brad Pitt has a beard.
Yeah. There's right. Amanda Holden at the back.
Where she belongs.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's mainly if you're in a post office queue. You don't want her at the front. You just got a feeling she's going to send a really difficult parcel.
Or she'd just buy a lot of stamps.
She'd be a pain about it and going, well, I want to put them all in one piece, stamps.
She is talking about the Glamour Awards where Patrick Stewart had a go at James Corden. Did you see
that?
He
had a go. Well, did he peck him in the eye?
No, he didn't try and kill his eggs or anything like that.
Okay. He protected his nest from James Corden's frying pan.
Well, essentially, yeah. Picard was displeased with how Corden was hosting the awards and he called him fat.
Did he?
Yeah. On stage, whilst presenting an award. And it's one of the most uncomfortable things you could ever see. It's horrible. Neither man comes out of it well. And then Jean-Luc Picard lays an egg.
Nice.
Wow, we're referencing something from like episode 3.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Jean-Luc Picard stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's a gull.
Yeah, damn it.
We're so funny.
Yeah.
I win.
You quite blatantly win. Of course you bloody do.
Yes. Hello and welcome to Arsicle or Farcical. It is your favourite part of the show.
I was just about to say that.
But you
didn't. Apart from it being the favourite part of the show, it's the least favourite part of the show.
No, it's the best part of the show.
No, it's not.
It proves that you're wronger.
I'm a wrong'un.
No, you're a wronger. Like a dead wronger. See? Anyway, I didn't just threaten your life. You don't need to panic.
I was going to say, it did sound threatening. I don't approve.
Well, you know, you need to be put in your place sometimes, Simon. You get all high and flighty and mighty, and then you have a poo, and it kills Donald Duck.
I did not kill Donald Duck by defecating out of a plane.
Patrick Stewart's very scared of falling poo. more than normal.
That would have been a very weird episode of The Next Generation.
It would have been brilliant. Do you think maybe he called James Corden fat because he was just taking his readings? He had his little blipper thing and he was just going, fat.
I don't actually think that Patrick Stewart has one of those scanning devices that are made out of pepper pots.
They're not made out of pepper pots. They're made out of razors or guitar tuners, aren't
they? They're made out of pepper pots.
I don't believe you.
I just like saying the word pepper pot.
Pepper pot is a very good thing to say. Right, now.
This is where you make up one and then not make up the others, and yes. I have to say which one's not made up.
Three of these are in the Independent on Sunday. One of them I've made up. You have to guess. Okay, you ready, Simon?
I suppose.
You ready, readers? Then we shall begin. Puree and simple.
Puree and simple. Is this about baby food?
No, it's about puree.
Is it like foam? Like, they put foam on everything on the Great British Menu, don't they? And it looks like they've spat on it. It's horrible. I don't like foam.
Snail sex is what it looks like.
Yes, that's exactly what it looks like.
Snails
in my garden can f*** off with their slimy trails of gastropod spunk. Do I mean gastropod? I don't know.
You do, actually. You do mean gastropod. I'm very impressed. And what's interesting about snails, Simon, is
nothing.
They're all the same gender. They impregnate each other.
They're hermaphrodites.
Yeah, they're hermaphrodites. They can do whatever they like. And they have a penis which comes out their neck, which is like pink, but like translucent and fluorescent. And they stab each other in the neck with it.
Cool. Number two.
Number two. Flab jab.
God, is this about a cure for being James Corden?
No, it's about a new type of liposuction where you don't actually have it sucked out of you, but you have an enzyme put in which eats away at your fat.
Okay, number three.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yes, like Star Wars, but about stores.
Which stores?
I could look it up for you if you like.
Not that important, no. Go on.
And finally, wrong. Wrong. Yay! How'd you guess, sir?
Wow. Blackadder quotes. Fantastic. So, am I supposed to think that that's made up? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What readers don't know is that we were having an argument before recording about how many booms there were in Baldrick's poem.
Yes.
So now, I don't know if you've made that up or you set me up to think you've made it up.
Am I that clever, Simon? Am I not?
Well,
who knows?
Not at this time of day, no. I hate you so much. I was going to say Star Wars, but then you went wrong. Yeah, I'm going with wrong.
Well, Simon, guess what? You're wrong!
Oh,
that's an article in Newsweek, and you can count them.
Piss sake.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 wrongs.
No! What is that about?
That is Joseph Stiglitz, the Nobel Prize winner who predicted the global crisis, delivers his verdict on George Osborne's first budget and tells Paul Valley it will take the UK deeper into recession and hit millions, the poorest, badly.
So he doesn't think it was a good budget then, obviously. So did you know you were going to do that before we did Boom Boom?
Yeah, I sucked you in, Simon. I did a little Jedi mind trick on you. I was like, yeah, you are putty in my hands. You're going to pick it. You're going to pick it because you think I'm an idiot. And I'm not an idiot. I win.
Except you've just done an accent, so I win.
No, that wasn't an accent. That was me doing a silly voice. It's very different.
So let's play the randomizer skyzer then.
Before we play the randomizer skyzer, you're not even the least bit curious which one of the article or farcicles was the right one.
No, you conned me. You played the long con and you beat me and I'm pissed off and it's not funny or fair. What was the article that you made up?
It was Flab Jab.
Oh, okay.
I thought Puree and Simple is an excellent title for a cookery article.
I don't.
I do. Anyway, we're playing randomizer skyzer, are we? So what paper can I pick?
You can pick Fabulous.
Fabulous. And what pages?
One to this.
Okay. I'll pick this. No, okay. I'll pick 21.
Right, this is going to be the best article to put in the whole thing, I can tell.
Yeah.
TV presenter Terry Seymour, 36. I'm a size 8, but I'd like to be more toned.
Jeez, I mean, we've been doing this for ages, and I don't understand how that's possibly interesting.
No, it's one of those things that she says, oh, I use this product, and then they tell you how much it is and where you can buy it from.
I just don't get it. Are we not human, Simon? Is this the thing? Maybe we're just 2D paper ducks waiting for the spike to come.
Perhaps we're like Mr. Bean in the animated series and we're aliens.
Is he an alien in the animated series?
They intimate that he's an alien, yes.
Oh.
That's why he falls from the sky at the start of the TV show.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They never actually explored it as an idea on the telly show, but the animated thing, they do. We were watching the comic relief special, weren't we, where he does blind dates.
It's brilliant.
So you should just look it up on YouTube. I'm not going to ruin it for you, but it is funny. So what can I choose?
Well, you got Critics, Newsweek, The New Review, Travel. What would you want?
The New Review, please.
New Review. Okay, this is the cycling special New Review, as we've explored before. You've got pages 1 to 54. Take a page.
I will go with page 54.
Page 54. Wow.
That's not going to take you too long to find.
Yeah, that is true. How We Met, cycling special. Alistair Campbell and Dave Brailsford.
Right.
I'm a bit sloppy, but when Dave told me my bike was a disgrace, I had to promise to clean it.
This is Alistair Campbell of Malcolm Tucker-esque fame.
It looks like him. Yeah, that's him. He stood in a garden awkwardly with a little bald man.
Wow. So he's a cyclist. Is that why he had the spin cycle? Because he's a washing machine and a spin doctor. And I really want to kill myself.
As well as telling him that...
Oh, you're just going to walk right over that, are you? Me threatening suicide, you just ignore.
Well, you know, you do it so regularly.
I don't think I've ever threatened myself.
I think, Simon, that you fail at everything. And if you manage to commit suicide, it would be a huge achievement. You'd have to coordinate, you'd have to plan.
What you're saying is you don't think I could actually do it. I would fail at that.
I'm not denying you have the will or, you know, the reason. I'm just saying I don't think you're capable.
Yeah, right, well, fine. Piss you in the neck with a slug's penis.
That's quite sexy.
It's time to open up our necks and squeeze out our slug-like humdongers.
Yeah.
I'm doing something from the news section of my paper this week.
But that's not the supplement, is it? I suppose it is in the news of the world, to be fair.
Well, let's see, Cherie. It's the headline is Psychoplat in Sex Attack. Right, and it's a news spread.
Right.
And what do you think it's about?
Psychoplat and sex attack.
Yeah.
It's about some guy called Platt being involved in a sex attack.
Yeah, that is true. The guy's name is David Platt, and it's not the footballer.
It
is the character from Coronation Street.
Right.
They are reporting something that's going to happen on Coronation Street.
In the news section.
As news. But not as in, oh, something in Coronation Street's going to happen. It's as news. It's almost as bad as the Daily Mail this week quoting a fake Steve Jobs account on Twitter to say that he was recalling the iPhone. And on the fake account, it says, this is a spoof account. And the News of the World is talking about a f***ing soap opera as though it's news.
Well, it's news to a lot of people, Simon.
No, I don't mind that they talk about a soap opera. But you put that in a supplement in a telly section and saying, oh, look, what's going to happen on the soaps this week? No, they're talking about it as news with a headline splash and everything.
Well, it is a bit bizarre, to say the least.
Yeah, so can you beat that?
I don't know if I can beat it. I mean, the thing with The Independent is they do have a lot of filling in. Gosh, you've got to fill this bit of space up with something. Never usually that bad, but I've got that cut out and make little footballers, which are going to be too floppy because they're done on newspaper unless you stick them to card first. Which
but
is
also,
silly.
By the time you'd have made them on Sunday, England would have been out of the World Cup.
True, but that gives you some more footballers to play with, though. So
I've noticed
nice.
That the English footballists are very good footballists when they play in teams with the other footballists in the World Cup. When they play the footballists in the World Cup in a competitive manner, they're not good footballists, apparently.
They're not particularly good footballers because they had this windmill that they bring on. He has the word crouch on him. He's basically...
He's a daddy long legs, isn't he?
He's not daddy long legs because he doesn't flail and he's not drunk And their long legs are all pissed, which is why they like try and end up on your face.
I have actually figured out why they weren't very good in South Africa. I figured it out because of the front page of the News of the World this week. They've got a picture of all of the players, but they've got fangs and they're vampires.
Really?
So they can't have played in the daytime properly. They'd have been on half power, according to Gary Oldman.
Yeah, can go out in the day as long as they wear sunglasses.
Yeah, quite.
And look kind of weird, and then change ages really quickly. Anyway, my humdonger is Vox Pop, and we've used this as a humdonger before because it's ridiculous. And this week they're asking the general public, would you bow or curtsy to the Queen? And after a week of speculation about his intentions, Andy Murray finally bowed to the Queen while he appeared in the court before her at Wimbledon last week.
Well, I was going to say, I would say I wasn't going to bow to the Queen, and then I would, because I'm pathetic.
Yes. Last time I curtsied, I was on stage doing ballet. Even as a fat 12-year-old, I was more graceful than I am today. That's her answer. That's not an answer to the question they're asking.
No. So they haven't even bothered to put an answer to the question.
Yeah. The only good one is, we French are citizens, you are subjects. If I met Nicolas Sarkozy, I would shake his hand, not bow.
Did you see that President Sarkozy called an emergency cabinet meeting when the French team went out of the World Cup?
Really?
Yeah, and he summoned them to tell him why they didn't do good footballing.
I don't really care.
No, nor do
I. Like, I don't care about anything that's in humdonger. So shall we move on?
Move on.
All change, please. All change.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week, and it can only be one winner, me. I clearly had the best cut out and keep.
No.
My random article that pulled out at random was better than anything ever written in any supplement. And my humdonger, even though it wasn't particularly good, it was still better than anything we've talked about in the past 98 episodes.
Simon.
Yeah.
You're not me. Don't try. Okay, I know you occasionally like to pretend you're tall, pretend you're young, pretend you're glamorous, but don't pretend you're a winner, because it's just cruel. You're going to wake up in the morning, look at yourself in the mirror.
What you've done there is confused irony.
Think about committing suicide.
With your life.
Failing, you know. Using a spoon to cut your wrists, that sort of thing.
So, the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was, of course, The Independent on Sunday.
Yay!
Was it ever in doubt?
No.
Clearly, it was Izzy's paper. So
I mean, we've
Izzy's
had 99 episodes of this drivel, and all it has done is proven to me that you can't read, and I am the best.
No, it's proven to me that you can't read out loud.
Yeah, that's
and I've
true.
Had to spend 18 hours every week trying to edit around you going, no, that's wrong. That word says the.
I clam up. It's quite difficult to read out loud. I think it's because it's just different people's diction, isn't it? The words and the order.
You just said dick.
I did just say dick. Do you think they noticed?
No. If you want to write to us, you can. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. I do assure you, if you write to us, we tend to reply. We just don't ever get around to putting it on the podcast.
I'll say hello to Jim, though. Hello, Jim. Yeah. He wrote to me specifically, though. He wrote to me at my website, so ha.
Yeah. You can Twitter us on Twitter with our Twitter accounts, which have Tweety-type Twitter accounts. Ats at the start of them.
Yeah, they're like at Izzy Lawrence, ISZI underscore LAWRENCE, or at Cy Dunn, at SIGHDONE.
You can leave a message on our Facebook group wall, or you can leave a message directly on our website, which is sundaysupplement.com.
And it's episode 100 next week.
It is episode 100, and we've got something very special planned. So, we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Woo. I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Are you leaving slug trails?
I'm foaming slightly on an amuse-bouche. But, Simon?
Yeah?
What's that?
Did someone just kill Donald Duck?
No, but I'm going to have an ice cream. Bye!
Cheerio! Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.